Tlingit and Haida President Chelyaish Richard Peterson recently signed a deed to place a small parcel of land into federal trust. It essentially creates Indian country, a small spot where tribal law would apply. The lot is less than 800 square feet, but Peterson says the decision is about more than just the land. It's about tribal sovereignty and self-determination.
These lands were unlawfully and illegally taken. Through the years, we've legally and lawfully tried to get them back.
The state of Alaska is challenging the decision in court, saying it undermines key terms of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act by creating a reservation. Rules around whether Alaska Native tribes can put land into trust have changed with presidential administrations over the last several years. Under the Obama administration, Alaska Native tribes were allowed to submit applications for the first time since 1980. And in 2017, the Craig Tribal Association became the first Alaska tribe to have an application approved. But under the Trump administration, the Interior Department withdrew the revision. Then, under the Biden administration, the department issued a new opinion, allowing land to be put into trust for Alaska Native tribes again. Peterson says the state's lawsuit is setting the relationship between the state and tribes back.
This endangers all applications for future land of trust for all tribes, not just Juneau, not just an urban center, but all of the rural applications.
The Interior Department also has pending applications from two other tribes in Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.